It was a relationship that lasted for more than half a century. October 28, 1959 was the day when Ralph Wilson's connection with Buffalo began. After wiring a telegram to AFL League founder Lamar Hunt with the words, "Count me in with Buffalo," Wilson was awarded the American Football League franchise, the Buffalo Bills.
I got a call from Lamar, and he said, "Ralph, we need an eighth franchise to balance out this new league, one from the east and one from the west. And I'll give you your choice of five different cities where you can place your franchise." And I picked Buffalo. It was a lucky pick, because over the years, they have supported the team in Buffalo beyond our fondest dreams.
As an architect of the AFL, Wilson always had a broader perspective than most when it came to team ownership. Called the voice of reason by his fellow owners, Wilson was a pioneer for revenue sharing and negotiating AFL television contracts. Through it all, Wilson never lost sight of doing right by the fan.
The NFL is the 800-pound gorilla in professional sports leagues, and it's because of men like Ralph Wilson. He's not the only one, but he is certainly the template for the kind of man and the kind of leader that has made the NFL the institution on the American landscape that it is.
If you just take a moment to reflect on the contributions that Mr. Wilson has made to the NFL, to other teams, loaning teams money to keep them afloat. I tell you, he's truly a pioneer of the National Football League.
Always making sure to steer clear of the spotlight, Wilson did his work behind the scenes, and what Wilson has done for Buffalo over the past half century cannot be denied.
As I took notice to what was going on in the community, I found out that he was doing so many things to the community that a lot of people didn't know. And, you know, we as players did not know that he contributed so much to the community for his hospice. He did a lot of things for the hospice community. He did things for Canisius College. He did some stuff for UB. And the loss of Mr. Wilson is going to be felt for a long, long time.
For Wilson, the Bills organization was his family, and he made sure those who worked for him felt that way. He also made sure his players knew how much he appreciated their efforts, especially after big-time victories.
Back in those days when we were winning games and occasionally when we'd win a big one, it was great to see what it meant to him. He didn't fake his joy. He didn't put on a front of how happy it made him. He didn't make up any emotions to make it look good for any media or any fans. When the Bills won a big game, it was as if he was the only fan. And sometimes in the dark days, maybe he was. But this team mattered to him deeply.
He presented us with the Super Bowl rings at the mini camp or the first training camp the following year. And he would get up in front of the whole team and he would say, "This ring is for a guy who," and then he just fill in the blank with what he thought of that guy. And it was always very nice accolades from Mr. Wilson. And he took it very seriously, spent a lot of time doing it. It was fun. We probably spent an hour in there handing out rings because he wanted to say something. I mean, he was a part. He was the integral part that held everything together. But that was important to him, and you could tell. And he spent a lot of time giving us our Super Bowl rings, which is really cool.
Through the years, Wilson's human side was often on display for his players when he would choose to do what was best for them more than what may have been best for business.
When I was drafted by the Buffalo Bills, I was their first pick. I was the 26th pick in the first round. I went to take my physical, and I flunked the physical. And they said, you can't play football, period. That's it. You know, I had an inverted T wave on my heart. Mr. Wilson assured me that whatever the cost, anything would be, he would take care of it. And luckily for me, I went to the Cleveland Clinic, and they found out nothing was wrong. But I'll never forget that because he didn't owe me a penny. I didn't sign anything. They drafted me. I flunked my physical. Could have said, see you later. But he was more concerned about me, you know, being able to make sure I had all my medical taken care of. I'll never forget it.
The high watermark for Wilson's Bills in the modern era were the four consecutive AFC titles in the early 90s. And though Wilson hired the right people to enjoy such success in Bill Polian and Marv Levy, Wilson's efforts did not go unnoticed.
With the commitment that Ralph made to bringing quality talent here to Buffalo so we could go out and compete on a high level with the excitement that the fans were able to receive, those were special times.
I think he has a lot to do with it. I think it's Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson had to ante up the money in order to keep Bruce Smith here. Remember when he got the offer from Denver. So I think he's done a great job as far as keeping the core players together that he had for a long period of time. I wanted to stay here, I wanted to remain here, what have you, but I think he played a very vital role in not only the players, but like the guy said, just keeping his team here for years.
He's given this city so much, not only of his own money and whatever else, but a sense of pride. And I think Jim, Thurman, Bruce, all of us, Daryl, Steve Tasker, all the guys that I played with, we kind of took that from Ralph. You know, that kind of pride he had in the city, pride he had in the football team, and we kind of took that and displayed it out on the field. It was an honor to have played for him during those years and just to be here because he was a great owner.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame finally came calling in 2009. A three-time finalist, the Bills founder and owner was bestowed with the ultimate football honor, one that he deeply cherished.
It has been a grand ride for me, and tonight is the high point. Thank you. Thank you to so many players, coaches, my family, the Bills family, passionate Bills fans. The Hall of Fame voters and the Hall of Fame staff who have worked so hard to make this weekend a very pleasurable one.
Wilson's philanthropy stretched far beyond the game, but when it came to preserving the game's history, the Bills owner gave back one last time to the Hall of Fame in 2012, personally financing the Hall's new research and preservation center.
In the 50 years I have been involved in pro football, I have seen incredible growth. Little did we suspect the day would come when our game would become named as a national pastime. Growing with the game has been our Hall of Fame facility, which has blossomed from a modest museum to this impressive center you now see in Canton.
And though many will refer to him as a Hall of Fame owner, those who truly knew Ralph Wilson will remember him as a patriarch, a pioneer, a friend, and a giver. And in the stadium that bears his name, the guiding light he was at times for the league was symbolically represented in the suite where he watched his beloved Bills. Ralph Wilson Jr. was 95.